This is Date Night Behind the Screens.
The day goes by.
And Blarg is going to ask for a lunch break.
Okay, at lunch break. Yes, of course, I suppose we should break out some rations. I'll start a fire.
It is not cold.
No, but you have to cook your food, correct? Do you not cook? Do your people not cook?
Is this the warming of food?
Yes, the warming of food to...
I have started to like this.
You have? Well, then I will start a fire. He goes off into the woods nearby. Not out of eyeshot or anything like that, but he goes to collect some basic firewood.
I'll help him.
Okay. It doesn't take you guys long. Maybe a couple of minutes.
Are you rolling hit dice?
Yes.
Can I roll hit dice?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We'll consider this a short rest. Okay. Malik
that
starts.
That was my point.
Malik starts the fire.
I figured.
I'll roll one of my barbarian moments.
Those goblins had very pointy little short swords.
Bet they did.
80, and I'll roll my rogue one. Hey, that's exactly what I need.
Lay on hands are a long rest, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So I use.
Most things on Paladin is going to be a long rest.
Yeah.
Except for hit dice.
Except Channel Divinity, I think.
Yes, that's just one per rest.
Well, I suppose I owe you two some sort of an explanation for all of this.
You said you wanted to warm the food.
I meant more the why you've had to endure my sister's attacks.
Because we're supposed to be protecting you?
Yes, there is that. The reason why, I'm afraid, is she's rather cross with me at the moment.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. You look so confused.
Just he's pretty much constantly confused. He doesn't understand anything you said about the throne
or fireball. The large flaming sphere that hit us at first.
Yes.
That was my sister, not the goblins.
Well, then she is gone.
The fireball came from my sister.
Oh.
Malik looks silently up.
She must have had really extra spicy chili, too.
She had the beans. So,
gods.
We knew this would happen.
I have an 18 intelligence, you plebs.
I bend over and cast fireball.
Starting to wonder if death would have been preferable.
Oh, my word.
No, but the fire came from my sister. The fire was not my sister.
She has magic, too.
Yes, quite a lot of it.
He made fire as well.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Her fire is much, much stronger than my fire.
Why?
She appears to be much more naturally gifted than myself. My fire comes from long years of studying magical books. Her fire, she's had since she was a little girl.
Your fire comes from books?
Yes. It kind of very gingerly, extremely cautiously shows you his little spell. It's not like a thick tome. It's looked like a smaller pamphlet where he's just jotted like a few spells in it.
This book?
I learned my fire from this book. He slowly starts to put it away back into a pocket inside of his coat.
Just nods and eats.
But my sister's fire comes sort of from within her. She's quite the talented sorceress. My brother, Yannick, is not magical, but he is sort of like you. Very large and physically imposing. Yes. My father is actually more like you. He points over to Blarg. A paladin in his own right serves one of the goddesses, and we think that's where my sister got her powers from, was from a strong family link to the goddess.
Cool.
You actually probably like my father quite a bit.
Is he nice?
Not particularly.
Oh, I might not like him then.
Well, that's fair. I'm not a big fan of him either, but I figured with the whole paladin connection.
Maybe.
Yes, perhaps one day you'll get the chance.
Maybe if I meet another paladin, I might like them. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure there are a few in this area, on this island. You are, of course, released from your contract as soon as we get to Slaver's Bay.
Okay.
Released?
The gold that I gave you.
Means once we get there...
The flat circles that are good for beans.
Yes, yes, those flat circles. Means that I'm only giving them to you in exchange for you taking me to Slaver's Bay.
Yes.
Where I've already secured other transport off of the island. But if you can get me there, you may keep those shiny circles. From which
yes,
you
I
can.
Understand.
Okay. I feel the need to explain sometimes.
But what will I be released from?
Any further commitment.
He means that you don't have to stay with him after we get him there.
I know.
That's what he means by release.
That's why I gave you the circles. Does
this
he,
is
does
fun.
He, does he understand what's expected?
I think he gets a general idea. When you get a little abstract, he gets a little confused.
Okay. But I do need the both of you to get me off of this blasted island.
I think he'll come. I will.
Okay. I suppose that's just going to have to be good enough.
Yep. Thumbs up and a wink again.
Silent, pleading look to the sky. Okay. Well, are we all refreshed and ready to continue our journey?
Yep, I feel good now. Thanks for the rest.
Okay. Are we continuing on this road?
It is the fastest way, yes. And I do need to be in Slaver's Bay by the
this
end of
tomorrow.
Road
turns and waves. We could go through the woods.
Yeah, I know you can walk through the woods fast, but if we go with you, would we be able to walk just as fast, or do you have to slow down just like you had to slow down before?
Atticus does not do well sort of off the beaten path.
Okay, so we need to stay on the road.
Hmm. What is your mount's name, sir?
It is Oli.
Oli. Oli, a fine name, I'm sure. And you?
Geese.
It's an elk, right? You have an elk named Geese.
Yep.
Perhaps we should travel in silence for a bit, I think. I have much reading to do, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I usually sing when I walk or ride.
Oh, the splendors just keep coming.
Yay!
You can tell... He's really starting to strain. He's trying so hard because his life depends upon you two, but there are some cracks forming in his armor.
He's very glad he's hitched his wagon to our star.
Yes.
I've got cracks in my armor, too, because it's splint armor.
It's amazing. Oh, this is everything I wanted it to be and more.
I sniff the air.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything around?
Oh, okay. Make a perception check.
Okay. That's a 17.
You do get a faint whiff of smoke, not from the campfire, but it's extremely faint.
Is it back from where we just came from, the burning village?
It smelled different than that fire, too. That fire okay. was definitely kind of a woody smell. This is more of like a thicker... more oily kind of burn.
Hmm. There is a burn in the air.
Malik does look a little bit disturbed at that.
It's not the village back there?
Hmm. It means, another burn.
It means she brought the whole squad.
Well, didn't she say that?
I knew that she brought the rhino, yes, but she's brought the entire Iron Brigade with her.
Didn't she say that she brought the squad?
Yes, she did. You are correct.
So?
I was hoping it was just a bluff, however. It appears
I am not worried about pigeons.
The Iron Brigade?
The squab.
Squad. D.
Group of people.
With a D.
Fighter people. There's a group of them. That's called a squad.
Well, there's four of them. The rhino is the leader of them.
Oh, there's only four?
Yes. They
okay.
They call themselves the Iron Brigade, but they fight like an entire brigade of soldiers.
Okay.
There's the rhino. There is Bastion, who is a... walking wall of iron, as far as I'm concerned.
Weird.
There is the There's the puppeteer who will twist up. There's just
this look. Utter confusion. The same that Malik has in his, like, painstaking feeling at the moment. Aruk is just lost.
And then there's the torch. Torch is probably who you smell. He's a walking inferno, so to speak.
Are they elementals or something?
No, they are. Well, you know, now that I think about it, the rhino and the puppeteer are the only ones whose faces I've ever seen. I'm not sure what the races of the other two are, but the rhino and the puppeteer are most assuredly human.
Okay. How close do they smell like they are? She looks confusedly over at Aruk.
Far. A while.
Okay. We're good. Let's keep walking.
Is it the way we're going, or do I not know?
You don't know. Not from just that. The way...
Licks the finger and sticks it up.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't tell which way the wind was coming from. 17.
Big boost down to feel the wind.
Make another perception check.
Aren't you glad you agreed to this?
I won't give it to you with that first one.
14.
No, you have no idea.
Aren't you glad you agreed to do this?
Oh, I'm having a great time. Malik hates you all, but I'm having a great time. very well then. Should we get going? Are you all refreshed?
Again, yep. I'm already up here on geese.
Oh, sorry. Hops up on his horse. Let's keep going.
All right. Oli, stay near. And I will send Oli to stay about 20 feet behind us, maybe 20 feet into the woods where he can move just fine. And I have a telepathic bond. I'll sort of just ask him to keep an eye out for things off okay. the road.
Have Oli make a perception check.
That won't go well. let's see.
We'll just say for the rest of the day.
Actually, 19 plus 0.
19 so, plus 0, so a 19.
Yeah.
That's a good roll.
It's much better than his passive of 10.
Oli thinks he sees some smoke once or twice throughout the rest of the day's travel, coming from a little bit north of you guys. But he's not really able to get anything other than that.
Okay.
And he probably would smell it, too. I don't know what fae creature's smell is at, but...
Sure.
Okay. So as you guys continue, the rest of the day does go fairly uneventful. And you make it to what looks like a decent camping spot. It's at kind of a bend in the road before it goes out to a large field. And if you want to, we can go ahead and take a long rest.
Do you want to go in the woods or something to camp, since you like the trees and stuff?
We could camp in the woods.
Would you feel better there? Mister, the roads are not safe.
There is no place to hide on the road, should you need to hide.
So, camp in the woods?
Camp in the woods?
Is that okay with you, Mr. Little Lordling?
Perfectly fine with me.
Great! Thumbs up and wink.
Did I get another fire started?
I've smelled a lot of fire today.
Is that a no?
I almost missed cold food.
Okay, we'll eat cold food tonight. Let's go!
Very well. So you guys make camp. What? I just roll my dice sometimes. You don't need to look at me like that.
It's the rolling of the dice that makes me give you that look.
Yes. These are D20s. Mm-hmm. You're not familiar with the game so much, but I'm trying to help out here. And Mike gets daggers. Okay. So I suppose we should take watches then, if that's agreeable.
Sure.
Who wants to
I am fine.
First? So you go first, Aruk?
I will watch.
All right. So Malik sort of unrolls his bedroll, wraps himself up in his cloak. Aruk brushes his arm.
Just rubbing my shield.
Oh.
Scaly Pete will help me.
Yeah. Right. He eats some of her rations and then just crawls up on the ground.
All right. About an hour into your watch, the Atticus sort of, I don't know, how do fae creatures just act like normal mounts?
Yeah, he's basically an elk.
Okay. Well, both of them kind of look a little bit nervous.
Okay.
So make a perception check for me.
All what right. about
By
geese?
The way, my passive perception is 20, if it matters. 26.
Okay. Well, that's a very, very fine roll. You notice small anthills starting to form around the camp.
Anthills?
Anthills.
Small anthills?
At first.
And they're getting larger.
Larger.
Do I have any experience with these ants?
Roll a... Let's say another survival check.
Yeah, that's good. 23.
You have heard tales of travelers being assaulted by creatures who seem to come up out of the ground.
Hmm.
These anthills are starting to get bigger. They're maybe a couple of feet high now.
I'll go wake up the other large one.
Okay. Other large one. You are awakened by a giant...
Come look at these.
Look at what?
This dirt.
Okay.
Okay. That doesn't miss a beat. Okay. I show her the dirt.
Okay. Okay, it's dirt.
Watch it.
It's dirt.
Did she see it doing anything? Is it growing?
It keeps getting bigger, and actually, right as you look down into it, a horrible monstrosity pokes its head out. It is like a serpent that got crossed with an insect, and its mouth splits open into a large scream and is everything that could possibly be wrong with the world.
Try to shove my rapier down its throat real quick.
We're going
to
go ahead and roll initiative.
I was thinking the stabby side of the thwacker.
We just lean over. Right.
Even after he recognizes that this is something that's bad and should
just
be.
Just bring my friend to look closer.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I'm going to get to stab it down the throat with my rapier.
Right. So, number. Oh, I should take you guys off too.
Or you could just move me down to 12.
Sure.
I got 21. Thanks to Scaly Pete.
Let's see. You have a dex plus one.
I'm representing. When I have advantage from Scaly Pete, the green die is him. So he somehow helps me get ready this time.
And then I need to roll you and Malik. Actually, Malik's not even on this turn because he's not awake yet. Nobody woke him up.
Right. You can still put him in if he does.
He's down there. All right. So you try to stab the thing in the face.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit more about what we see? Like, is it just the one thing?
Well, from this particular anthill, quote unquote.
Yeah. But there were other anthills
there
that
are
I saw?
Other anthills starting to form. There are actually 10 anthills in total.
Okay.
And they are all growing quite large at this point. This is the only one that seems to have breached.
Can I, my elk, he acts on his own. Do you want him to act on my turn? Do you want me to roll him into the initiative? Or?
Just keep him on your turn.
Okay. How big is this thing?
Right now, all you can see is the head, but the head is easily 18 inches round.
Okay. So I think I'm going to get frightened a little bit. I can't get frightened, but into the rage.
Ah!
And I'm going to remember being bitten by ants.
Yes.
And I'm going to attack it by stabbing the rapier down its throat.
Okay.
That's not advantage. I don't know why I'm doing that. It's an 11.
11 misses. You do stab down, but the javelin, I'm presuming?
No, the rapier.
Oh, rapier. Kind of glances off a piece of it, the sort of chitinous armor on the top of its head, and then kind of sticks into the ground for a second.
My second attack, I'm just going to punch it with the handguard.
Okay.
14.
14. No, you connect, but it doesn't really seem to affect it much.
Hmm.
And now it's the enemy's turn. So it flinched when you smashed it with the handguard of the rapier, and as it does, it erupts out of the ground. Two large scythe-like arms reach out for you.
Sounds like a water bug.
One's a 5 plus 6, 11, no.
Mm-mm.
And the other one's an 18 plus 6, so 24.
Yeah, that does it.
Okay, and you take, almost any sort of ignores any damage resistances, but not immunity. You're going to take 12 damage.
You said it ignores damage resistances.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's going to be its turn. It is also, by the way, about 7.5 feet tall. So it might, I don't know how tall Arug is.
It's about how tall he is.
Okay, so he meets
does it count as large?
It does still count as medium.
Okay. So do I, technically.
But it looks you dead in the eyes, and you see this horrible lack of real intelligence on its face. It just seems more animalistic and covered in brown plates with a sinewy purple snake-like body beneath it. But then, again, the arms kind of hook out into these big, long, scythe-like protrusions.
Cool. Okay.
And that's its turn.
Oh,
yes.
I was going to say, could I have my guy charge up there? But
you know what? Yeah, since we haven't really gotten into the the other thing's turn.
I'm going to have him charge this thing and try to ram it.
Okay.
He's probably not going to be successful. That's a 12.
12 does not hit.
Okay.
So as the thing sort of erupts out of the ground, it shoots just enough dirt. Your elk kind of, or your moose kind of flinches and turns away at the last second.
Okay.
All right. Now, out of 5 of the holes, these other ungodly monstrous creatures, they are definitely not the same kind as this first one you're looking at.
Oh.
They're more of like a bloated green and black, looks almost like an overswollen tick. And as they erupt out of the ground, they screech, and all of them start attacking towards Arug. Actually,
I'm not Arug.
Sorry.
Barg.
Actually, let me make this random. We'll make it 1, 2, 3. And 4. They actually start going towards your elk.
Okay.
Or your moose. Damn it.
It's okay. I've called it an elk
a few times. Mine is an elk.
Yours is an elk.
And geese is hiding in the woods.
Well. So they don't see geese yet.
No.
But they are, however, going after
Oli.
Oli.
So there's 6 things altogether?
Currently. Although you can see other anthills look like they're about ready to explode. That first one misses. Second one's the same horrible 3. So both of those attacks miss.
Yay.
Oli is unscathed as these things attempt to slash at him. And B, you up.
So there's 2 of those other things?
It's 5.
Oh, there's 5 of them.
5 of them, yes.
I'm going to take the pointy end of my thwacker. I'm going to smash it against the thing's head. Or at
Which
least
one?
Try. The big
one.
Water bug looking thing.
Okay.
Do better.
Not nat 20.
Do better than me.
That does hit. You manage to get right in between one of its plates.
And smite.
Okay.
Divine smite.
Okay.
Oh, wait. That's still a spell slot. Because we haven't long rested yet.
I guess this is loud enough to wake up Malik without us.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's going to take him a turn to get up and get his shit together.
If it's undead or a fiend, then it's an extra 1d8?
It is not. Okay. This is considered a monstrosity.
10 plus 11. So 21.
21. Much better.
Mm.
Let me mark that as a d8.
I need my calculator again.
Is that just your first?
Yes.
That's very good.
26.
26 definitely hits.
I'll save my next smite, so just regular damage. 9.
Okay. So as you strike, the thing sort of instinctively flinches back and... Is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Malik, upon hearing this scream, sort of sits up with a dart, and he holds his hands out and both of his swords kind of bamf into his hands, and he uses the rest of his movement to stand up, and that's going to be his turn.
Okay.
And as he does so, four more holes, these are now all the ant holes, erupt, and you see a third kind of god-awful what-the-fuck jump out of it. This is a little bit similar to the tick-looking ones, only this one is brown and purple all over as well. And it's got these two claws that sort of go over the top of its shoulders, almost like a displacer beast's tentacles, but spikes instead of little sucker mouths or whatever. And they come
How
running.
Many?
There's four of them.
Okay.
And they come running at Malik. They are going to take...
That's okay. He's got fire stuff.
A couple of swipes at him. One misses, one's a natural 20. So that's going to be 46. Oof. 10, 14, 19. God, roll low, damn it. 31, 35.
Damn.
And they take a pretty decent sized chunk out of the, what'd you call it, little lordling?
Yes.
Okay. They take a good chunk out of his rib cage, and he kind of winces and screams out in pain. That's their turn. Back to the top of the order. Arug.
All right. How far away is Malik and the purple claw guys?
Malik is about 10 feet back.
And how far are those greenish guys from everyone?
So they are right on top of your elk, which was attacking.
So they all moved near us.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to turn on one of those green guys.
Okay.
I guess I'll let my elk go, or my moose go first.
All right.
That's a 20, not nat 20.
20 definitely hits.
I believe he gets plus 5.
It trust me, it hits.
Yeah, plus 5. All right, and he does just a regular attack because I should have saved him. That's 8 bludgeoning damage.
All right. As one of them dies,
okay,
it explodes, and your elk takes 7 acid damage. Actually, sorry, roll a constitution save. Sorry, dexterity saving throw.
That's not good.
How close is it to me?
You said there was, you did 10 damage?
Yes. Okay. No.
Is it within 10 feet of me?
8 damage.
Yeah, he's within 10 feet of you, but it's not a spell.
He gains saving throws, bonus to saving throws, equal to plus 3.
All saving throws?
It says you gain a bonus to the saving throws equal to my charisma modifier. Okay.
So that's a 9.
And it still fails.
I try.
How much damage?
He's going to take 7 acid damage.
Ooh, he's looking rough.
As one of the ticks just kind of, upon taking so much damage, it just... bursts, and this green viscous acid splatters all over the place.
I don't like that term, viscous acid.
Yes.
Probably. All right, well, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to smack one of these tick things with my shield.
Okay.
So that's an acrobatics or athletics check against mine.
They're going to fail.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, they definitely failed.
So it's prone.
It doesn't do any damage?
No.
Okay.
Just 15 to hit?
Yes.
Okay. I get sneak on that because I had advantage. He's prone. 7 plus rage damage is 16.
16. All right. So one more of them pops. Please make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Natural 20.
Okay, you're going to take 3 acid damage.
All right, Bear Totem will reduce that to 1.
Okay.
And with my second attack, I will just swing at one of these other tick guys.
All right.
Without advantage, because he's not. That's 15 to hit.
15 does hit.
And that's... 15 points of damage.
Oof. Okay.
Another dex save.
Yep.
If I get your plus 3, that's 22.
That saves. Yeah, you 21. Take an additional 1 acid damage from your
okay.
plethora of resistances.
Yes. All right. My turtle totem, but yeah. That's actually a bear totem.
Right.
So Scaly Pete absorbs some of that acid, and that will end my turn.
Okay. Large snake-like monstrosity turns to you as you sort of, you don't move out of its melee range, but you do shift around yeah. it. And he's going to take a couple of swipes at you. 17 plus, so it's a non-nat 20 and a 16.
One hits.
For, well, hang on. I'm going to roll this one. 9 plus 3, yeah, 12 damage.
And I can't resist that.
That penetrates resistances.
Ouch. His
spikes seem extremely spiky.
Mm. Spiky.
Pretty sure your guys' characters are affecting me.
That's fair.
And that's going to be his turn. Number 3 are going to be the little tick things. They're going to... go after the last two of them are going to go after the guy that's been beating the ever-loving crap out of them. And they are going to make 2 attack rolls because there's 2 of them left.
There's only 2 of them left? Or 3?
Yes, 2 of the tick-looking things.
Yeah, I killed.
There are 2 left. You've killed quite a few of them.
Okay.
High roll is a 17.
Okay, they both miss, and I will use riposte.
Sweet.
So with my reaction, as they come in and they overextend themselves, I'll stab them and try to pop them.
Okay.
Well, it's still 14.
14 does hit.
Okay.
They don't seem to be as heavily plated as the big snake thing.
So I get my superiority die damage. So that's 15.
Oof. There is... Go ahead and make your dex save.
And down to 1 of them left. Dex is at advantage. Yeah, 22 again.
Yep, you take an additional point of acid damage. The last one is already bleeding heavily, and it just kind of stares at you. It still has no real intelligence behind its eyes, just an animalistic hunger. B, you up. You've got a giant snake monstrosity, a single tick.
If you touch them, they pop.
And then the 4 that are...
Cool!
And the 4 kind of doggish... horrible, doggish-looking ones that are attacking Malik.
I'm going to swing my swacker at the water bug snake thing.
Okay.
With spiky spikes.
Just leaving your charge to die. Got it.
We'll take care of him after.
Her pats can heal.
That's very comforting. Ow!
Be a man.
Like my father always
like
told
Blarg.
Me. Like Blarg.
I'm a woman.
This is turning into a Mulan thing here, isn't it?
Be a man.
For the hell of it, Branding Smite along with Thwacker.
Man, that is some. Okay, sure.
24
does hit.
That one does 2d6 and...
Ooh, it might... Is that the blind? No, that's not the blind one.
No, that one's called Blinding Smite.
Yeah, okay.
Blinding Brand.
Okay, so that's a d8 and then 2d6. 8 plus 6 is...
14
plus only 3.
So 17 total?
Yes. And the next attack...
What else does it do?
He's shiny.
What does that mean? We have advantage or something?
I don't think he can go invisible. I think that's the... If I remember correctly.
Becomes visible if it's invisible, and it sheds dim light in a 5-foot radius and cannot become invisible until the spell ends.
Cool.
It looks like the kind of monstrosity that's not interested in going invisible.
Yeah.
28 hits.
4 plus 6. 10.
couple of good solid thwacks against this thing.
Good thwacker.
It turns on you in pain and rage.
Okay.
And is that your turn?
Yeah.
It's time for Malachus. Who's going to sit there and cower like a little bitch. No. He's going to take a couple of swipes at these dog things. So it's going to be...
And if he says, I could use some help here. Little busy.
Oh, God. Natural 20. Oh, the Zev dice are coming through for me today. And the other one...
Right now, that's good.
Pretty sure the other one hits as well. Being in, well, it's a non-nat 20, so yeah, of course it hits. All right, so... Roll the nat 20 first. 2d8. 6 plus 4 is 10 damage. Second one is 4, 8 damage. So he cuts down 2 of the 4. Sweet. Just takes their heads kind of clean off. But he does still look fairly worse for wear.
Yeah.
It's okay. I have healing pats, as he likes to call them.
I'm sure that would be greatly appreciated, but let's try to kill the things first.
Yep. Working on it.
All right. Yeah, that's going to be his turn. So now it's the horrible dog monstrosities attacking him. Oh, thank God only one of them hits. Does it? Wait. What's your bonuses? Yes, that does hit. And it does... 6 damage. Poor, poor Malachus. Oof! Another slash across his midsection from one of the horrible hooks on top of these things. I could really, really use a hand over here.
Working on it.
And back up to the top. Aruga.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I've been thinking that for the past 4 days.
Well, bonus action, smash the tick guy. So,
all right.
Athletics contest.
They're not
going. Advantage, because I'm raging. 20.
Yeah, it beats my 16. Okay, so. Damn, I have rolled well on all of these, but your fucking strength is so high, you beat the shit out of me.
Well, right? It's not the strength. My strength's only plus 4. I took rogue and got proficiency in athletics. Yeah, 24 to hit.
24 does hit. Its armor class is 11.
Sneak attack.
It's going to die. It has 1 hit point. Why are you rolling?
Oh, okay.
So, make your dexterity.
Well, I rolled 1 on both dice, so.
Go ahead, make your dexterity saving throw.
Yep. 20-something.
Yes, so you're going to take a last point of acid damage as this last one erupts and then goes limp.
Is Oli, who was fighting those ticks but not this ankeg type thing, was the not the main boss type thing, is he next to the main boss or is he not?
He was attempting to attack the main boss. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, he was. Okay. I'm going to have him continue to try to attack the main boss, and I will attack the main boss as well.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
So green will be Oli.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Oli's a 23, and I'm a 24.
Both of you hit. Fantastic. So
Oli does 9 points.
Okay.
And I do... I'm going to make this a distracting strike.
Okay.
So I deal 18 points of damage, and the next attack against this creature before my turn has advantage. By somebody other than me.
Right. So again, 2 very good connecting attacks. He's starting to look a little bit hurt. His plates are starting to kind of crack and shatter in places. There's a big chip taken out of one of his scythes, and he just keeps wheeling between the two of you because he's not sure who to attack. It is his turn, and he's going to go for you.
Bite me. Maybe he's not. You got spiky spikes.
Very much going to attempt to. One of them's probably going to hit. It's going to be a non-nat 20. Actually, 21.
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to do...
Let's pull up the calculator because I can't math today.
Yeah, 15 piercing damage.
Okay.
Ignoring resistances.
Well, it's not a spell, so...
Right.
Okay.
I trust you guys to know your character stuff. I was just letting you know that this attack ignores
a lot of resistances for whatever reasons.
He's got more resistances than I do.
Because you both know I favor melee heavy characters. And you hate me.
No, I just wanted to play a triple multi-class martial character.
That's fair. That's fair.
And Blarg is entirely different from any other character I've played.
And that's going to be his turn. So then it's the two... No. I took the wrong peg off the board. It was the ticks, but the ticks are all dead.
Ha!
So now it's Blarg's turn.
I'm going to smack it back.
You have advantage from distracting strike.
Cool.
I went, bleh, at it when I hit it.
Good. Do I want to use a spell or anything?
That doesn't stop it from attacking anybody else, does it? Okay.
It's not goading.
It's just kind of like it still sees you out of the corner of its eye kind of deal.
Yeah, it just get its attention and hurt it more.
I gotcha.
Which might help get its attention. You know, take its attention away from somebody else for a second. But it doesn't make it focus on me.
Ew.
Ew.
Okay. Some strategy that I was talking to him about after looking at all these spells and was like, what do I do with this? Okay, so I'm going to thwack it.
Okay.
At advantage.
Thwack away.
25.
25 does hit.
For 14.
Okay.
And then... I'm going to Misty Step over towards Malakas to help him with his little spiky dogs.
Okay.
Misty Step. Poof.
You still get your other attack then.
That was my bonus. That's a bonus.
But you get two attacks.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
You want to try to hit a dog?
Yeah.
All right, hit a dog.
25.
25 hits a dog.
For another 14. Okay. I rolled an 8 again. You want to see?
You killed one of the dogs.
Woof.
It just kind of smashes down into the...
I mean, not woof.
Into the nothingness. And you kind of clipped the other one on the way down, so it's looking pretty hurt as well.
See? I'm coming.
Okay. Malik's turn. Yes, just in the nick of time. Thank you. And he's going to try to just stab the last dog with one of his attacks.
Good luck. A little lordling.
Oh, that might not be enough. Hold, please. Nope, that's the wrong character sheet.
I'm holding my thwacker. And my shield.
That is probably some personal information. That's plus 7, please.
I don't have one of those.
Be a man.
No.
just barely hits. So it's going to be...
Malik hits?
Malik just barely hits. And it's going to be enough. So
ha!
He flips his sword over, stabs it down into the last dog, and then he's going to say, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Going to take off running towards the snake thing. He's going to use his full movement to get there and attempt to swipe it with his offhand attack.
I was going to heal
which
him.
Is going he to
should
hit.
Get, because you leveled him, he should get two main hands and an offhand.
Oh, yes.
Because he's right. A fighter, right?
I've been underwhelmingly playing my own character. Yes, you are correct. So
well, you just leveled him. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, but he was already level 5. He already had 2 attacks. I should have known that shit.
Shame on you.
Okay, well, then another main hand attack. It still connects, but now we're going to do it at a 15. And there's his offhand, which is a 2. It's not going to hit, so just the 15 damage.
I wasted my Misty Step for that. I wasted my Misty Step for that.
Oh. Now the thing can't hit you this turn, and you killed the dog.
Yes, I wouldn't have been able to have done it without you. I probably could have.
I was going
to
healing pat your head.
Well, you can pat my head afterwards.
Okay. Wink.
All right. That's Malik's turn. So now it's the dog's turn, who aren't there anymore, so I can take that off.
Again.
Arr! And back up to Aruga. Arugula.
I'm still going to try to shield bash this giant ass thing.
Good luck.
23.
Motherfuck. Yeah, I rolled a 5.
23.
It's got good strength bonuses, but yeah, that's a...
So he's down.
Yep.
I'm going to use my first attack to try to
smash him.
Okay.
Yeah, 28.
That definitely hits.
I'll get sneak. That's 17 points of damage.
And with that.
Okay.
That was what? Like you said, smash. Is that the antler thing? Or is that?
No, I was just. I say smash, and he has a rapier. So I imagine most of the time he's just pummeling the thing with the handguard of the rapier.
So you backhand him with the shield, which knocks this impressively tall, 7-foot, horrible thing down on its heavily plated back. And then almost looks like a turtle shell's worth of chitin on its back. But it kind of falls there and kind of slithers with its two hook hands. And as it tries to swipe out for you one last time, you just come down with the pommel of your rapier and right through its face. And I mean through. Like your arm is elbow deep in viscera. And it's quite dead.
I look around. Is there anything else?
Make a perception check for me. Okay.
And up on the hill, we see the silhouette of Rhino.
Scaly Pete has a 24.
Scaly Pete would see a dim light over one of the hills.
How far away?
A couple hundred feet.
I move my 30 feet, unless we're in the forest, 40 feet in that direction.
Okay, you can make a full 40.
Okay.
If it's all the same to you, I'm going to stay here. I'm quite low.
Well, what is that?
What is what? Hang on. Actually, hang on before he says that. What is what?
That.
10.
It's probably some other... Oh, no, it's probably...
I assume it's the rhino and that other lady.
Yes.
And if we get them now, then they'll stop bothering us and we can sleep.
I wouldn't attempt it.
Why? They're only people.
There's four of them and three of us. Sorry, five of them and three of us. And I've never known my sister to lose a fight.
Pat. How many points do you need,
How many were those?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 75, I'm at about a 34.
There are more than five here that we have killed.
These were very weak compared to the Iron Brigade.
I grab the thing's claw. I walk back, stalk back over, grab the thing's claw and try to rip it off. The scythe thing.
Make a strength check.
I'm giving you 40.
40.
Probably, my rage is probably expiring, but.
74.
Strength 19.
It takes a little bit of doing, but yeah, eventually the whole arm kind of pops off like cracking off a lobster arm.
Okay. And I go on it and bring it over and I say, not weak.
How do I explain this? Do you know what iron is, correct? Like iron armor, very thick, plated armor?
Yes.
That, but all over. And that's just one of them.
Just clang on this thing's chitin.
Yep. That's very strong, yes. But the iron is much stronger. I've seen the Iron Brigade level cities. I've seen...
Goblins leveled city.
The goblins leveled a small defenseless town.
There were at least three people.
Yes, there were.
A city is like an entire forest, but instead of trees, it's people. Lots of people.
It's people!
I've seen the torch put entire forests to the flame. I've seen my sister do worse.
That is a shame.
Yes, it is a shame. One that we should try to stay as far away from as possible. If they keep throwing these kinds of horrible, weak things against us, it's an easy payment for you. Get me to Slaver's Bay, and that will be the end of it. And if we confront them, my sister's not going to kill me herself. She never has. It's against Father's rules, and she lives to please Father.
I wouldn't kill her yourself.
Speechless.
He takes a second. It's very good. I don't want to kill my sister.
You wouldn't.
For all of her faults, I don't want her dead. For all of her faults, she is still my sister. She is still a Greycastle.
Oh, he loves her.
Yes, do you not love your own family?
No.
I have a family?
Oh, gods.
I love Ely.
Would you wish harm upon Ely?
She is dead.
But when she was alive, would you have wished harm upon her?
No.
It is the same way with me and Sabine.
As she taught you your songs.
We're falling onto crack.
Oh my god.
I'm going to bed. Chase after the damned thing if you want to. It was nice knowing you. I'm going to sleep.
Lark starts nudging at the dead bodies.
Okay.
Just to see if there's anything.
To what effect?
Just to see.
Oh, like looting.
Yeah. Nope.
Do I think these things...
Lots of horrible meat.
...have anything useful on them that I could trade?
Make a perception check. Make a survival.
It's just 11. Goo.
11. Pretty thick armor. Someone might be interested in that scaly stuff.
Can I get it off, or would it be a nightmare?
Scaly might be.
With an 11, you're not really sure.
I just go and try to yank a piece, I guess.
Make a strength check for me. Are we going for a thick piece, a little piece, what?
I want to see how easy it is to just pull a big piece off that somebody could wear on their back.
Okay, so you're probably going to go through that, the big, large plate on the back of the snake-looking thing.
Yeah.
Because the ticks are pretty much ruined at this point, and the dogs didn't have any large... Okay.
The thing with the big scythes.
Yeah, sure, and you've already got that big claw, too.
Okay.
All right.
21.
Sure, it takes you maybe a couple of minutes, but you do sort of, again, with that lobster metaphor, it takes some doing, but you do eventually pull the carapace off of the back of this thing. And underneath, it is purple viscera with gouts of greenish ichor and blood, and it's horrible. But you do get the plate off, along with probably a lot of its back.
Try to scrape some of the gunk out of it and then go to bed.
So you get it relatively degunked. There's still some bits hanging on there.
Be sleeping.
I
snoring.
Try to put it inside my turtle shell.
It's quite a bit bigger than your turtle shell.
Can I fold it?
It's chitin.
You can try.
It's only a 14 that time.
No, it kind of bends, but it kind of pops back into place every time.
How do I carry this? I'll think about it in the morning.
Malik's already asleep.
I'll sleep on it. Did you go to sleep? I guess I will not sleep.
It was your watch.
How long was I on watch before all that?
About an hour.
I'll hang out. While I'm doing all that scraping and stuff, I'll try to keep an eye out. But
cool.
I'll ask Oli if he's okay. He's hurting a little bit.
Worst moose impression I've ever done.
I know.
Not that I do them very often.
Those things.
You should play with racing.
Blood was unfriendly. You will feel better in the morning.
He kind of nuzzles you a little bit.
Will he feel better in the morning?
I'm assuming so. Or if he sleeps.
Or do I just like recast my spell?
I would say he'd feel better in the morning. Okay. If he was a creature that had a lasting cast time, like an 8 hours or something like that, I would say no, you'd have to bamf back.
Right.
If he just stays with you in perpetuity, then I would treat him like any other animal.
Because I could always recast it at dawn either way. He'd be better.
Right. So. He doesn't have a duration limit?
10 minutes.
No, it costs 10 minutes to cast, and it's instantaneous, so that means he hangs around.
Okay. Yeah, I'd treat him like any other adventurer then.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for another hour and a half, and then I'll go wake up Blarg.
Okay. Another hour goes by, relatively calm. And at the end of your watch, you wake up Blarg.
There is no dirt this time, but I am tired.
Okay.
Well, there is dirt, but the dirt is...
The dirt is quiet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She sits up and...
The dirt is quiet. I'll just lay down in the
She eyes him, and then she just kind of smirk on her face and says, good dirt. Be quiet, dirt.
Yes, if you could all
heal the land. Just go to sleep, little lordling.
All be quiet. That would
can
be
your pats heal the land?
Malik is moaning
to some extent.
Malik is moaning in frustration into his bedroll. Why did I have to pick these two?
Put some dirt in your ears.
There is an old forest that I had visited
before.
Unless
you have earplugs.
That is not well. Perhaps when this is over, you can pat it.
Maybe.
Good night.
So, you just doing your watch?
Yep.
Okay. Roll a perception check for me.
Cleaning off the goo from my thwacker. Warhammer! 10.
Okay. Your watch goes by without any other incident. You don't see anything.
Trust you.
Anymore. And it's Malik's watch.
Okay, your turn.
All right. Thank you. And Malik doesn't see anything either. All right.
I don't trust you.
I know you don't. Please don't sue.
Hashtag not sponsored.
I'm a moose.
Know what that song is?
It's a moose.
Okay. Dawn breaks, and another new day finds you all.
Restored back to full stats, etc.
You get all your things back.
Lots of erasing to do, except for Geese is my elk steed.
All right. Well, I suppose as far as things go, that wasn't the worst night we could have had. Is everybody ready to go?
Hold on.
Yes, please.
There's a lot here. Perhaps we need more friends.
More friends?
Hmm.
I'm afraid I'm a bit tapped out in that department.
I put Scaly Pete down on the ground. And I lean down and look in it and reach my hand into the turtle shell.
What is he doing?
I don't know, but I'm switching out one of my spells and casting aid.
Kind of get a little toward that direction, and I go, no. And then, out of the shell, I pull a boar.
Where were you hiding? What is going on? How did... Can I see that shell?
Yes, this is Scaly Pete. He was a friend of mine. He still helps me.
Malik kind of looks it over. Would he see anything of note? Just inside of a shell?
Yeah, I guess it's a magic thing, so he could probably roll Arcana. You're the GM, but
no, I didn't. No, not with that roll either.
Yeah, it just looks like a shell. It's got a big crack in it, and it's been fashioned into a shield with the bottom half of it with like a big leather strap.
I glanced at your magic items long enough to realize that to make sure they weren't overpowered. I didn't study them in depth.
Right.
Again, this has been thrown together in a day and a half, people.
Everyone's hit points increased by 5 for 8 hours.
Oh, fantastic.
And really? Max, yeah.
Max health goes up?
Yep.
You cast aid.
Yes, I did.
How many does that get?
Up to 3.
Okay, so I can't get our friends. Because we need more things in our encounter. I have this boar now.
So now we have a boar.
I will, I can issue a command to the boar, and it will do its best to follow through. And I will tell him to follow Oli and protect him.
Okay.
Hey, you got lots of animals. That's cool. And you look kind of like one, too. Cool. Thumbs up and wink.
I'm sure that was a compliment.
It was.
Yep.
The animals.
No sarcasm. He doesn't understand it anyways.
But for real, though, that was sarcasm, right?
Nope.
Oh, well, all right, then.
It's okay, little lordling. Let's keep going.
Very well.
I'm ready now.
Very well. So, you all mount up, and I would like to take a quick break, if at all possible. I have to go. Oh, you're hungry. Maybe we should take our long break, then.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, we shall return here in a while.
Forthwith!
Forthwith, here to with.
Here to forth, forthwith, here, with, here, with here. To four.